The Jewish Hour is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, or Palm. Find it in your App Store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher, smart radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Welcome to the Jewish Hour. I'm Herschel Finman. We got a great show for you today. It's a beautiful Sunday morning. Lag BaOmer is past. Shavuos is coming up. Memorial Day weekend. Yes, indeedy. Until then, we got lots and lots and lots to talk about. In this half hour of the show, we'll be featuring an interview with Ms. Hannah Rosenthal, who's a special envoy to the President of the United States, dealing with issues of anti-Semitism. Went off to Malmo, Sweden, and which is a hotbed for anti-Semitism, and seems to have taken care of, rectified the situation there. We've got wonderful assortment of a cappella music. We're still doing that until Memorial Day. The portion of the week is Behar B'Chukosai. We'll be ending the book of Leviticus this week. Sorry to see you go there, Leviticus. Before we do anything else, we have this story. I couldn't believe this story when I saw this one. This is like the weirdest freak-out story I've ever seen. At the end of the hour, stay tuned for that one. But before we get to anything else, let's go right to the news. Yeah! 1,600 Palestinians held in Israeli jails began a hunger strike on April 17th to demand improved conditions in Israeli custody, and they have now escalated their hunger strike by refusing vitamins and visits to the infirmary. Inmates are demanding an end to solitary confinement and more family visits. They've also challenged Israel's policy of administrative detention without charge. Palestinian Authority forces launched a large-scale security crackdown in Jenin following the death of Jenin Governor Kadura Musa. Musa died of an apparent heart attack after his house was attacked by gunmen. The suspects have yet to be caught. Israeli security forces fired rubber bullets, tear gas, and stun grenades to break up groups of Palestinian stone throwers on Friday as annual Land Day rallies turned violent. Israelis also used live fire to prevent protesters from nearing the frontier wall, seriously wounding one man. For the first time, Israel's financial report includes an estimate of Israel's rights for revenue from gas and oil discoveries off the coast of Israel at an estimated $20 billion. That'll definitely help their coffers. The U.S. House of Representatives passed the United States-Israel Enhanced Security Cooperation Act of 2012 by a margin of 411-2 with 9 abstentions. The two who voted against it were Ron Paul and, of course, Michigan's John Dingell, and John Conyers was one of the 9 who abstained. The bill reaffirms Israel's right to defend itself against threats and puts Congress on the record about America's longstanding commitment to the U.S.-Israeli strategic relationship. That was one of those warm, fuzzy bills that the Congress passes every once in a while. Professor Bill Riley, former president of the British Veterinarian Association, criticized the unacceptable rise in the number of animals killed in ritual slaughter and demands that animals be stunned first. This is one of those long-standing things in Europe about banning kosher slaughter. Ritual slaughter, which prohibits prior stunning, is lawful in the United Kingdom and the EU in order to satisfy the dire requirements of Jews and Muslims. Less than 5%, this is the whole thing of his rise, less than 5% of food animals are slaughtered kosher in Britain. Maybe I should just shut up. Shimon Cohen of Shechita UK said Professor Riley's deeply flawed statements appear to have been based on discredited science, which is true. It's the most humane way to kill an animal is by ritual slaughter. 354,000 visitors visited Israel this April. 19% more than last April. So far, more than a million visitors arrived in Israel between January and April this year, a 4% rise over the previous year, which was a record year. So they're going to blow all records out of the water over there visiting Israel. If you haven't visited Israel yet, I strongly suggest it. And finally, Joanna Robinson, an 11-year-old student at a Jewish day school in Maryland, is one of Google's annual Doodle for Google contest finalists. Each year, the technology giant takes submission. This year, they received over 100,000 for an original logo design that will appear on their homepage. 250 finalists were selected, and a public vote will take place to select the winner. And that's the news. Do you know the best place to buy fruit and vegetables? Why, it's at Fruitasia. Located on Southfield Road, just south of the 13 Mile, Fruitasia provides quality, value, and the most wonderful environment to shop. You'll enjoy the spacious aisles, excellent selection, great prices, and friendly staff at Fruitasia on Southfield Road and 13 Mile. Herschel Finman here. You're listening to the Jewish Hour. We have on the line Ms. Hannah Rosenthal, who's a special envoy to the President of the United States dealing with issues of anti-Semitism. Welcome back, Ms. Rosenthal.
Hi, it's good to be back.
It's a pleasure to have you. We're going to be talking about your most recent junket to Malmo, Sweden. And let me just give you a little background. Malmo actually has somewhat of a place near and dear in my heart, as the chief rabbi of Malmo, Rabbi Schneur Zalman Kesselman, was one of my first students when I moved to Detroit 25 years ago in fifth grade. Back then, I was actually duped into teaching little kids. And thank God he actually grew up straight, despite my being his teacher. So,
I think you did very well.
Thank you. Let's go back. Let's hear about when I talked to told the people over here, why they were bringing you in, and because of the anti-Semitism of Malmo, Sweden. They kind of looked at me and said, "What's a Malmo, Sweden?" But it is. I've been reporting it since because of my connection with Rabbi Kesselman there. But we've been reporting it here on the Jewish Show. Or everything, anytime something serious happens over there, give us a little background. What caught your eye that warranted that you spend the time going specifically to Malmo, Sweden?
Well, I was going to Sweden to Stockholm as well. Sweden is celebrating the 100th birthday of Raoul Wallenberg.
Okay.
And I wanted to be there to, you know, salute Raoul Wallenberg. There are a lot of festivities happening all over the world in his honor. But as the only diplomat during the Holocaust who had the backing of his government, Raoul Wallenberg is worthy of a trip. And I participated in several panel discussions and institute academic programs that they were doing in his honor. But I couldn't be in Sweden without making sure I went to Malmo to meet with the mayor, because I, too, have been very concerned about some of the language he's been using and some of the reports on increases in anti-Semitism. Now, let me tell you about your friend, Rabbi Kesselman, a dear man with a family. He has filed 50 complaints.
That's what I understand.
Of harassment, sometimes violence, to the police department, and not one of them has been resolved. He's not reporting them anymore. So obviously, that was something I needed to raise with the authorities in Malmo and in Sweden. Because if that's any indication of what's happening to other Jewish community, other members of the Jewish community, either in Malmo, Stockholm, or around the country, that isn't a very good response by the country.
How big is Malmo?
So I'm concerned about Rabbi Kesselman and mm-hmm. the safety of his family.
Indeed, and the whole community.
When, you know, there is a fear that he files complaints and that they can't seem to shield him from the kind of harassment. And, you know, sometimes they're throwing things at him and his family as they walk to shul.
Mm-hmm. How big is Malmo that it attracted your attention?
Excuse me?
How big is Malmo as far as cities go? Is it as big as, say, Cleveland or Hoboken or Oak Park, Michigan?
Okay, I don't know those kind of comparisons, but I can tell you it's the third largest city in Sweden. It's a major city.
Okay.
And if you look at the map, it's 20 miles from Copenhagen.
Mm-hmm.
It is the entryway for a lot of most trade that's going into Sweden. It's a major city. And it has seen a major change in its economy, as many places in Europe are experiencing. It was heavy manufacturing and you know, industrial, and it has recently become a center for technology. And that is a very good thing because it provides hope for new jobs and all. But what is not a good thing is I did meet with the leadership of the Jewish community. I also met with leadership of the Muslim community and the Roma. And they're experiencing quite troubling increases in incidents against their vulnerable minority. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to work together to see how can they stem this.
Oh, so
now, why the mayor of Malmo has decided that he personally, as the mayor of a city, wants to spend some of his leadership role condemning Jews is a mystery, and that's why I wanted to talk to him.
Okay, before you get to that,
comments that are very, very troubling.
Okay, before you get to his comments. So what you're saying here is that the source of these anti-Semitic acts, I thought they were coming from Muslims who had moved into, who had immigrated to Sweden. But you're saying more it's rather from a xenophobic sort of like indigenous population from where these acts of anti-Semitism are coming.
I can't answer that since the police have not resolved the complaints.
Okay.
We don't know.
Let's discuss then. What's the what were the type of statements that the mayor of Malmo was directing against the Jewish community of that city?
Well, where do I begin? He has been quoted and has not denied saying that if Jews want to stop the anti-Semitism, they need to change what they're doing. Blaming the victim.
Blame a victim, yes.
In some cases, they look different than other people, so they're asking for it, or that they're not, this took a large part of our conversation, or that the reason there's anti-Semitism is because the Jews of Malmo will not publicly denounce Israel's policies against the Palestinians.
Mm-hmm.
And he also, he apparently had something happen to his home. And when asked why he is singling out Jews, he said, well, the Jews didn't come to my defense when I was facing an issue. Why should I come to theirs? This is the mayor of the city saying,
mm-hmm.
In our conversation, he started with me by saying, why are they doing this to me? Why are they picking on me? Now, without my even asking who they are, he said he acknowledges using the word the Jewish lobby, and when I explained to him why that's so problematic, he said, well, other people say it. This is not someone who is taking responsibility.
This person sounds like a real bright individual, yes.
Well, this is a very popular individual who has been the mayor for 18 years. He has accused Jews of infiltrating the anti-immigrant party because they share hatred of Muslims, really absurd things. He's been called out by me. He's been called out by non-governmental organizations. But what I learned when I was in Sweden and when I was briefed before I left, the culture in Sweden is that they don't take each other on by name. Political parties will differ from each other, and they'll call out parties for their beliefs in certain things, but rarely, if ever, name someone that they're criticizing. So what my other meetings in Sweden consisted of was conversations with ministers, whether it was integration or education, and even in the foreign ministry, and inclusion, that they need to speak out, that the perception if a leader of a city, a leader of any kind, if there are comments that are being made, now if he'd said one comment and then said, well, I was misinterpreted by the media.
Right, the old taken out of context line, yes.
Well, you know, it happens. I can tell you it does happen that people take things out of context or misconstrue something that someone's saying, but they don't do it 16, 17 times. And that when he makes these outrageous statements, it's not only hurting the brand of Malmo, but it's hurting the brand of Sweden. And it, you know, it caused Carl Bildt, who's now the foreign minister, who used to be prime minister, to actually write on his very well-read blog, calling out the mayor. And after several of our conversations, the people who we met with, who shared our concern about what the mayor was saying, actually held conferences and called him out. So I considered that a very good start. Right after the meeting, the mayor was representing our meeting as quite different than the meeting that I had experienced. But I've seen some of the press reports since then, and it's true. We had a very open and frank meeting. I did not hold back anything when it came to trying to tell him how his words are being heard and what some of the words he is saying, what they mean. And so it was a difficult meeting in that sense. Mm-hmm. I never love going in and wagging a finger, but it was a productive meeting, and the meetings with the other ministers were very productive because they actually acted on it.
Okay, let me ask you a question. I'm not sure I don't think you'd be able to answer this, but this meeting that you held with him, was he feeling like the weight of the entire United States was coming down on Malmo, or is he just looking at, well, here's this Ms. Hanna Rosenthal, who's this Jewish lady who's like yelling at me?
Well, wherever I go, I'm introduced as an envoy for the President of the United States. The media in Sweden clearly felt that this was a pretty important visit. And in their questions to me, they were similar to your questions, like what's going on. But if he perceived that it was the weight of the United States government, he should have.
Okay.
Because I am the envoy.
Fair enough. Okay. Now, it's only been just a couple of weeks, and sure, results and ramifications might be a little bit too early to discern at this point. Our guest, by the way, is Hanna Rosenthal, who is a special envoy to the President of the United States in issues of anti-Semitism. Any way of judging the effect of your meeting with the mayor of Malmo, Ms. Rosenthal?
Well, I will say that I can't say what's in his head or his heart, and how he understood the seriousness of his statements and the damage that the statements were doing. But I can tell you that the governor of the state Malmo's in, the minister of inclusion and integration, the foreign ministry, the minister of education, all stepped forward. I mean, they all made comments that express the kind of things we'd like to see leadership express when somebody is saying hateful things. So I think that there have been statements that had not occurred before, and Mayor Reipalu has been making these statements for several years. So I would say finally some people are speaking out, and I think for a while he will be hesitant to reaffirm statements he's made in the past. But I can't say how much he understood, how much the future statements will be until we see.
Right. And if the incidences do indeed cease, for example, which would be the ultimate goal.
Correct.
Well, that's really wonderful. We want to really thank you so much for taking up some of your time and enlightening us.
I'm very happy to talk to you. I don't know if the last time we spoke, I told you I'm from Detroit.
Yes, Southfield.
Yes, my father used to be a rabbi there.
Yes.
So I have great fondness for the city, and I'm really glad that you have interest in what I'm doing.
Of course, that's why we're here. So we wish you continued success in your future endeavors. And I tell all my doctor friends they should just go out of business out of lack of need. And I wish you the same.
Thank you. I wish me the same as well.
Okay.
And thanks for your good work in making this public to even more people.
Thank you so much. Okay. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to The Jewish Hour.
The Art Studio of Oak Park is now accepting students. Whether you're a real beginner or have been at it for a lifetime, the Art Studio of Oak Park has something for you. All levels welcome, all ages welcome. Private tutoring or small friendly classes. Flexible hours available. The Art Studio of Oak Park is very affordable. Make your life better. Put art into your life. The Art Studio of Oak Park offers lessons in a strictly kosher environment. Call today, 248-542-5087. That's 248-542-5087. It's great having an art room right in the neighborhood.
Why go to a hospital to get healthy? At Encompass Healthcare, you get the state-of-the-art wound care like in a hospital. The same medicines, the same everything without being in a hospital. Why put yourself at risk of getting a hospital-borne infection? Did you know that last year, 1 in 6 people died in America because of infections they got in hospitals? Encompass Healthcare is an outpatient facility. That means you get your wound care treatment and then go home. There are no wait times at Encompass Healthcare like in ERs. Healthcare is personal and works better, faster, and easier. Encompass Healthcare provides a state-of-the-art outpatient facility close to where you live. Call 248-624-9800. That's 624-9800. Auto accident, workman's comp, and most insurance is accepted. Encompass Healthcare's goal is to get you healthy with as little disturbance to your daily activities. Call 248-624-9800. Hey, Schulzman, here you're listening to The Jewish Hour. I'm really glad that Ms. Rosenthal was able to get involved because I've been following this. Rabbi Schneur Zalman Kesselman has been living in Malmo, I think maybe 8 years, I want to say, maybe 7. And when he comes back to Detroit for like holidays or whatnot, or whenever he's back in town visiting his mum, I say, so my question to him is like, so how's the anti-Semitism in Malmo? And he says, Baruch Hashem, it's doing well. It's alive and healthy, you know? So, yeah, it's his kids were getting taunted and he has to escort his kids to school. This is like serious business over here. This is not, you know, but my personal opinion, I've often maintained that Europe should be Jew-free. Every Jew who ever lived in Europe should never live there. Like, we have over 1,000 years of anti-Semitic history on that continent, and they should just go find someplace better to live. So there really are. I mean, you know. So, but with no further ado, let's transfer our energies now to some music for you. We're still doing a cappella stuff, and that's because of the situation which happened some 1,800 years ago in Israel when 24,000 of Rabbi Akiva's students died in a 33-day period. And we commemorate that during this time period collectively through Jews throughout the world. And one of the things we don't do is listen to music. Now, singing is okay, and that's why we do this a cappella stuff. And it doesn't matter what you do with your mouth, just so long as you're doing it with your mouth. That's why we get the guy going boom, 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 boom. I should be in one of those bands, shouldn't I? There you go. Doing the bass part over here. We have a vocal version. This is called Dudu Bay. It's a Jewish standard at this point. Let's just listen in. Duck
balcony. זה ממש שנאמר במערבו. היי דוקוני מחוסר, אולי קוני מקוני. זה ממש שנאמר במערבו.
קוני מה חוסי, ילד אולי קוני מה קוני. זה ממש שנאמר במערבו. איידו קוני מה חוסי, ילד אולי קוני מה קוני. זה ממש שנאמר במערבו.
תדובי כולבי, תלוי תובי מבי. זה ממש שנאמר במערבו. תדובי כולבי, תלוי תובי מבי. זה ממש
זה ממש שנאמר במערבו. דדובי כולובי, ודלוי דובי מבי. זה ממש שנאמר במערבו.
חוסר,
אולי קוני, מה קוני. זה ממש שנאמר במערבו. איידו קוני, מה חוסר, אולי קוני, מה קוני. זה ממש שנאמר במערבו.
איידו קוני, מה חוסר, אולי קוני, מה קוני. זה ממש שנאמר במערבו. איידו קוני, מה חוסר, אולי קוני, מה קוני. זה ממש שנאמר במערבו.
אוי דדובי כולובי, דלוי דובי מבי. זה ממש שנאמר במערבו. דדובי כולובי, דלוי דובי מבי. זה ממש שנאמר במערבו.
אוי דדובי כולובי.
Chiropractic healthcare offers patients the advantage of a safe and natural method of healing without the use of drugs or surgery. People of all ages, including children, benefit from chiropractic's unique approach to health. Call area code 248-557-1818 today to find out how chiropractic can benefit your family. At the Solomon Chiropractic Center, we especially love children. All kids should have their spines checked periodically throughout their crucial growing years. Growth on a crooked foundation will create a crooked spine and become harder to correct later in life. Kids love to get adjusted at the Solomon Chiropractic Center. And hey, moms, did you know that chiropractic offers a safe, drug-free approach to helping with the many pains women often get during and after pregnancy? We even have special tables which open up so pregnant women can lay on their stomachs. We treat moms, dads, children, and grandparents with arthritic pains, neck pains, back pain, and headaches. People of all ages, including kids, benefit from chiropractic. Come experience the natural method of healing without the use of drugs or surgery. Stop living in pain. Call area code 248-557-1818 today for a free consultation at the Solomon Chiropractic Center to discuss you and your family's health needs. Remember, 557-1818. That's 557-HI-HI.
Want assurance of quality and excellence in kosher? Look for the Michigan K on the label. What's it look like? The Lower Peninsula of Michigan with a K. It's the symbol of the Michigan Kosher Supervisors. Go to their website, mikosup.com. That's M-I for Michigan, K-O for kosher, and S-U-P for supervisors, mikosup.com, and find this month's featured products. You'll find Michigan K products wherever fine food is sold, especially at Natural Food Patch on West 9 Mile Road in Ferndale. Herschel Finman here. You are listening to the Jewish Hour. We got time for more music, but this is the time of the show where we say, we read out all the PSAs, the public service announcements that people send us. This week, no one sent me anything, so we're going to do a public service announcements for our public service announcements. Has your organization having an event you'd like to have some free publicity for? Well, just send it to rabbifinman.com, www.rabbifinman.com. Give us, of course, the details, and we will announce it right here on this show. Free. Free of charge. No dinners, yes. I do eat dinner, but no, I mean, I'm not into that. It has to be like an event, as the case may be. And just send it off to rabbifinman.com, and we will do it right here for you. Public service announcements are free. We got coming up for you. This is AKA Pella, which is a pun. AKA means also known as, and then Pella in Hebrew means wonder. It's like a wonder, this music. So it's sending me, put it all together, you get a cappella. So this is an a cappella band that does all kinds of weird things with their mouths. And the piece we're going to listen to is called Evdu, which means serve God with joy.
Na 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 na. Hashem is simcha, bow lefana, benana.
Chicka chain chain. Hello, this is Frank Lovasco with Lovasco Concrete Services. We specialize in driveways and patios. You can call me at 586-822-9985.
Herschel Finman here. You're listening to the Jewish Hour. We got time for one more song. Again, this is a cappella, and this is a piece called Nar Haisi, which is our relationship, talks about our relationship with the Almighty. I was a youth who was needing taken care of, and that's the way we are. We are, after all, God's children. Let's listen in. Some of the best jobs in the world are in the radio and television industry, and you too can join the workforce in as little as 8 months when you complete your hands-on training at the Specs Howard School of Broadcast Arts located in Southfield, Michigan. At Specs Howard School, students get to play and learn at the same time. Imagine spending your class time behind the microphone, spinning music and hosting your own radio show, or designing and lighting a set for your own TV program, running a camera, learning to edit, directing a program. When you go to Specs, your day will be anything but dull. And if school is this fun, imagine how exciting it is to work in the growing industry. In addition, the credits you earn while attending Specs Howard School are currently accepted at 14 area colleges and universities. If you've always wanted the best job in the world, call for a tour of Specs Howard School at 248-358-9000. That's 248-358-9000. Or visit them on the web at spexhoward.edu.
Specs Howard School of Broadcast Arts. This is where you start.
Do you know the best place to buy fruit and vegetables? Why, it's at Fruitasia. Located on Southfield Road, just south of the 13 Mile, Fruitasia provides quality, value, and the most wonderful environment to shop. You'll enjoy the spacious aisles, excellent selection, great prices, and friendly staff at Fruitasia on Southfield Road and 13 Mile.
Hey, Shul Finman here. You are listening to the Jewish Hour. This week, we are reading the double portion, yay, of Bahar Buchukosai. It starts in chapter 25 of the book of Leviticus and goes all the way to the end of the book of Leviticus. We are saying goodbye and farewell, adieu, so long, to the book of Leviticus for another year. Ezra, the scribe, instituted the order of the reading of the portions. Not that how they're supposed to be read, which ones are supposed to be doubled. With the intent, one of the things that he did was is that the portion of Buchukosai, which is the second part of this week's portion, should be read 2 weeks prior to the holiday of Shavuos. That would leave us to indicate then that the holiday of Shavuos is in 2 weeks. Yes, indeed, it's actually Memorial Day Sunday and Monday this year, which works out quite well for a lot of people, and for a lot of people, not so well. Depends on what you want to do with your Memorial Day. So anyway, there has to be, therefore, an intrinsic connection between the portion of Buchukosai and the holiday of Shavuos. And we're told it's not just any part of the portion of Buchukosai, but contained in the very middle of the portion of Buchukosai are found the 49 curses, the Tochacha, as it's called. And we're told that we need to have the reading of these verses of reproof as a sort of like cleansing in order to get us prepared for the holiday of Shavuos, which in English is known as the Feast of the Pentecost and celebrates the giving of the Torah or the Sinaitic revelation on Mount Sinai. Which where else would you have a Sinaitic revelation then? Yes, these verses of reproof basically boil down to, if you could sum them all up, take care of God, and God will take care of you. If you don't take care of God, God's really going to take care of you. Now, in Judaism, we're not into that divine retribution stuff. We're not into the old fire and brimstone. Nope, doesn't do anything for us. We believe that the Almighty is totally and completely good and can only do good. And everything that happens to us is not only gamzu letova, this too is for the best, but even more than that, this is all part of the integral cog, the integral plan. It's all in the plumbing that went into making the creation, which is now in its 5,772nd year. But if we believe that God is totally good, what about 49 verses of really horrible sounding things? Well, the really horrible sounding is in the ear of the beholder. Because there are ways to read it such that really horrible doesn't sound horrible at all and really is actually a conveyance of great blessing. Everybody should have a favorite curse. I have a favorite curse from the Tochacha. What's my favorite curse? 10 women will cook in one kitchen. This is now, I've never actually seen such a thing, but there was 1 year that my mother and mother-in-law of blessed memories were spending one of the holidays with us. And in preparation, so my mother-in-law, my mother, and my wife were all in the kitchen. And I walked into the kitchen, and there they were yelling about how to chop an onion. This is like, you don't chop an onion like that. You chop an onion like this. And I kind of walked in and I said, there are three angry ladies standing here with knives in their hands. I'm out. So that was just three. And they were yelling about chopping onions. So 10 is going to be exponentially much, much more grave. But there's another way you can read that verse. You could read it, 10 women will cook in one kitchen. If you read it like that, what does that mean? It means that people will be able to get along so well that 10 people sharing a kitchen, no problem. Everybody will just be getting along just hunky-dory. There is a Kabbalistic interpretation of the verse also. The kitchen refers to, since it is, and this, I'm not being sexist, but the woman is in charge of the home in Judaism, and the kitchen is her domain. We can, the kosher status of the kitchen is totally completely the responsibility of the lady of the house. As my mother, my wife says, whenever something is like in the wrong place, I can hear the words reverberating through my head. And my kids all do this too. They say, I run a kosher kitchen around here. And in which case, she will take care of this infraction, which she has found. It usually involves or entails putting like a dish on the wrong counter or something like that. Anyway. The kitchen refers to the divine presence. 10 is the perfect number as the entire creation is based on the 10 attributes of the Almighty. And what this verse is saying, that in the Messianic era, all of the divine attributes of God, which are concealed now, will all be revealed and apparent, that we'll be able to point at them with our finger. This, then, is a tremendous blessing. Lubavitcher Rebbe used to say that if Hashem could make it such that he says something, and to us we kind of have to figure it out that it's really good, so Hashem could make it that it looks really good, too, without us having to go through the gymnastics. And that's all we wish everybody, is just totally good. We're going to take a totally good commercial break, and we'll be right back. We got this awesome, weird, flipped-out story. Don't go away. You're listening to The Jewish Hour.
This is Jim Hiller. At Hiller's, we support all things Michigan, which is why we support The Jewish Hour.
Hi, this is Specs Howard from the Specs Howard School of Broadcast Arts. We're happy to sponsor The Jewish Hour and bring quality radio programming to the community. While much of the funding for The Jewish Hour comes from its sponsors, it's listeners like you that help keep The Jewish Hour on the air. Please send your tax-deductible donation to The Jewish Hour, 14,000 West 9 Mile Road, Oak Park, Michigan, 48237. That's 14,000 West 9 Mile Road, Oak Park, Michigan, 48237. Your help is greatly appreciated.
Herschel Finman here. You're listening to The Jewish Hour. Want to get in touch with me? The absolute best way to do that is go to my website, www.rabbifinman.com. That's RABBIFINMAN.com. What will you find at rabbifinman.com? Well, you'll be able to contact me. Send me a letter. I'll respond in kind. Hopefully, you'll send me a kind letter. But we especially appreciate constructive criticism. Something here on The Jewish Hour that doesn't meet your fancy, let me know, and it will be corrected forthwith, however fast that is. What else is on RabbiFinman.com? You got archived editions of The Jewish Hour. Did you miss some of Hannah Rosenthal's wonderful interview? Well, it's archived, and sometime this afternoon it'll get posted up there. But if you haven't heard like The Jewish Hour like last week, the week before, or the week before that, or the week before that, they're archived editions. We'll also find the Hasidic U story, you'll find the U Parsha, which are videos of yours truly posted to YouTube. You'll also find the E Parsha, which are insights which I send out every week to over 14,000 people, posted to the Rabbi Finman E Parsha page. And of course, the all-encompassing and very important donations page. The Jewish Hour does have commercial sponsors, but is totally and completely dependent upon listeners just like you for your support. It is the vast majority of the budget at this point. thank God, comes from our listeners. You've been able to come through. We've been on the air for 17 years. We've needed your support. Thank you for doing it till now. Keep those cards and letters coming, folks, or in this case, keep on clicking on the donation page. No donation too small or too large to not be graciously accepted. Don't like dealing with internet and credit cards, even though it is absolutely 100% safe as PayPal. That you should make that as one of those like monikers. Safe as PayPal. How is it? Well, safe as PayPal, you know. Send your check or money order to The Jewish Hour, 14,000 West 9 Mile Road, Oak Park, Michigan, 48237. And all donations are graciously acknowledged in writing. We got a story over here. It involves Yisroel, the Maggid of Koznitz. Koznitz is one of those cities that's many miles east of Grosse Pointe Farms. There was a family that could not have children. Had been married quite a while. And they were having problems. And they went to the rabbi for a blessing to have children, which is a very common thing for people to do, is to go to a very prominent, righteous person known as a tzaddik to receive their blessings that the Almighty will, to intercede with the Almighty that they should have kids. And he told them, don't worry, you will have a child. And a short while later, they indeed had a baby boy. And that's the story. No. That would be too quick. That's like, duh. When the kid was about 18 months old, he contracted some really serious debilitating illness, which high fevers and chills and shakes and delirium. How much delirious an 18-month-old is? You ask me, they're all delirious. But the man ran to the Rebbe and said, I think he'll be okay. But the kid just kept on getting worse. The woman did not leave the bedside of her child, constantly engaged in saying the words of the Psalms, praying on his behalf of their beloved only child. It happened that the woman dozed off, and when she woke up, she saw a soldier in uniform feeding the child some kind of soup. And she let out a scream, and the soldier ran away. But the kid got better. So they were very concerned that maybe this was some sort of like demon or evil spirit that had infected their child. So they ran right away back to the Maggid of Koznitz, and he assured them, don't worry, your child is fine. And they went, sigh of relief. The rabbi called his meshoresh, his gabbai, his helper, his assistant, and said, take my walking stick and go to the grave of this and this soldier and bang on the tombstone and say, the Maggid of Mezrich requests your presence immediately. The... Not asking questions, the helper, the assistant went, banged on the gravestone, and then walked back. And by the time he got back, the Maggid said, thank you very much. He was here and he left already. Said, what happened? So the soldier came to him, the spirit, the soul of the soldier came to the Maggid. And he said, yes, Rabbi, how can I help you? He said, who made you a doctor? He says, well, I'll tell you, it's like this. When I was 8 years old, I was conscripted into the Russian army, and I was there for 30 years, which was the Tsar's plan to de-Jewify the Jews. They were called the Cantonists. And after a very short time, I knew I was Jewish because that's what it said on my papers. But Judaism didn't mean anything to me. We were walking with a gang of my buddies, and we chanced upon this old Jew. And one of them said, hey, let's roll the guy. And so what did they do? They searched his pocket. They took 75 rubles out of his pocket, which is a decent size, but just to shut the guy up. So they beat the daylights out of him and hung him from a tree. They didn't, like, lynch him. They just hung him from the tree to, like, leave him there to die. So he said, that's my Judaism suddenly woke up, and I snuck away from my buddies and with my pocket knife, I cut him down and gave him $75 out of my own pocket and helped him to get back on his way. After I passed away, I came up to heaven and the heavenly tribunal said, you didn't do anything your whole lifetime. We can't let you into heaven. But we can't send you down to the other place either because you saved that guy's life. And he who saves one life is as though he saved an entire world. So what we're going to do is we're going to appoint you that you're going to be a special children's doctor. And whenever there's a child that can't be saved, you're going to be sent to heal that child. And that's what I've been doing ever since. So the Maggid of Mizrich took his walking stick, which had been delivered or whatever, and banged on the floor and said, you have now earned your ticket to heaven. Go in peace. And they all lived happily ever after. And that's the show. We hope we had a chance to entertain you a bit. We hope we had a chance to educate you a bit. We hope you have a great week. And we hope to see you again back next week. Take care. Ve'yera te, ve'yishama, ve'yipakeh.